Peter Johnson is our resident tennis expert. Plenty to catch up on from today's action at Melbourne Park.
Yeah, and part-time fill-in when you take a day off, Scoop. He did a great job in your absence last night.
Terrific.
And I'd let's begin, Jono, if you can, with a your thoughts on Sam Stosur, who played her last game on the centre court today, or at least at Melbourne Park.
That's right, Jared. Look, I mean, it is a great time to reflect on her career. You know, a Grand Slam champion, winning one of the great Grand Slams, beating Serena Williams in the US Open final. And, look, went very close losing a French Open final. And, you know, what a career she's had. She hasn't put a foot wrong. It's always been a, I don't know, you fasten your seatbelt for January with her, because I know she's frustrated herself that Australian circuit hasn't been great for her over the years. And
tell me why, Jono. Is that surface, or has it been expectation and not getting your head together, or just that she needs a tournament or three to warm up?
Well, I think it's probably, I mean, the surface is certainly no worries for her. I mean, she's won US Open on a very similar surface.
True.
So I think it's really been the home ground expectations. She's a bit of a softie at heart, I think. You know, I mean, she's very uncomplicated, but probably did feel the weight of the pressure. I mean, in the early days, she got to the final of Sydney and got a really good start. This was before she'd really cracked top 20, and she was playing mostly doubles. I think when she was full throttle on the singles, her performances weren't any good here, really, according to her expectations. Same at Wimbledon a bit, but I think Wimbledon, because she's got that kick serve and the ball stays a bit low. But, gee, US Open and the French, they were great to her. And, boy, she goes out with her head held so high, I think.
I was disappointed. One of the more disappointing games for to sit up and watch was her loss in the final of the French.
Yeah, look, it was probably one that got away. The one against Kuznetsova, I think, you know, you just felt like that was her moment. Certainly, Kuznetsova was always a better player, I think, on hard court. And I think that was one she felt like she probably, that in her mind, that probably got away. But then the nice thing was that she was able to then sneak the US Open. And actually, I probably wouldn't have picked that one. But Serena was sort of, I think she played two matches in a row or something. There was some.
It's always an
thing.
Excuse for Serena.
Jared.
Well, anyway, hey, it was the last one standing with Sam, and she did it with aplomb, that's for sure.
Jono first told us about Madison Inglis before pre-tournament.
Indeed.
She knocked off the teenager who made it all the way to the US Open final, and she backed it up today, Jared, with, I thought, as an impressive victory, because Hayley Baptiste, who's an American qualifier, she got some power behind her. Jono threw everything at her. She's down a break in the final set, and she got through it. What a win that was for her career.
Yeah, Sam, I think you're right, because not only was what you're saying was the on-court, but, you know, a lot to deal with. Like, you know, could have been fairly satisfied. You know, I'm the wild card. I've won a round. I've beaten the US Open finalists. I've had a great week. I've got dubs, that type of thing. But, you know, to back up today, and actually pretty open, I think she plays Kai Kanepi, who has beaten a lot of good players over the years, but she's playing with house money now. And
she can win that. She can get
absolutely
into the second week, I think.
Absolutely. And you think what it does for her bank balance. You know, like, she's up to, I mean, it's not just about that, it's about everything. But for her career, this just gives her choices and options. You know, she's up to over 250 grand pretty much already with her singles and doubles prize money. Well, she can pick and choose where she plays, what she does, and she's not going to be hamstrung, you know, bigger support team perhaps, all that. So it's just a whole new stanza for her. Actually, interesting too, guys, I think, you know, she's not that young. I think she's 24, and they had Chris O'Connell win today, who's 26 or 27.
Yeah.
It shows, and Chris O'Connell was painting boats a couple of years ago. Like, it just shows you sort of...
What colour?
If you can hang in. I don't know what colour it was, so, and maybe he wasn't doing a very good job, so he went back to playing tennis. But
he was good today.
He was. To beat Schwartzman, I mean, that guy doesn't go away. He's 12 in the world. And but what it does for his career too, and just shows you, I think, if you can learn how to adapt to the tour, and then the great thing for Australians is we've got the home slam, so you can sort of get it right and cash in and keep going. It's been terrific today.
Well, he'll end up buying boats instead of painting them. He may buy one for the Sydney to Hobart. Jono, we spoke to Cashy early in the night. He was always, as always, he was fantastic in giving. His girl is on again today. Won again yesterday. She's going pretty well, and so is he.
Yeah, Yeah, I think so. It's been a really good relationship with those two. And, you know, the thing about Cashy, he does the hard yards. Like, he is week in, week out on court. He doesn't mind going wherever he needs to go on the road. He's not a I'll meet you at the slams type guy. He does the week in, week out. She's had to stay away a lot when she's out of China because of
quarantine.
And also, it was difficult for her to get out of China. But when she was in China, she won the national games, which is it's very big there. You know, you win the national games, you're sort of classed with all the other Olympic sports, and it's good money and stature. And, you know, so she did a good job at home, but he managed to sort of keep the thread, keep the support, and it's a really good relationship, I think, and it's a great example of, you know, a guy who was as professional in his tennis career as professional in his coaching.
It's ironic we had Cashy on prior to Kyrgios, who was, I mean, we don't quite know what Kyrgios does behind the scenes, so it's impossible to make a blanket statement, but certainly he had a different attitude to tennis than Patrick Cash.
Well, that's right. I mean, but look, over the years, you've seen all different shapes and sizes. The ones with not much talent who just grind out, the ones that have a lot of talent who perhaps don't even know quite which shots to use at the right time. You know, I guess it's such a broad thing, talent in an individual sport. But look, one thing you could say about Cashy, he got the most out of his career, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was absolutely a genius. One of the sadder days of the Australian Open for us Cash supporters was seeing him lose in the fifth set. I think it was the first year at the Australian Open, or was it the last year at Kooyong?
No, it was the first year where he lost to Willander, I think, 8-6 in the fifth.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, absolutely. And probably, you know, that was, we're all hanging for that one, weren't we? Because we had such great times with Cashy in Melbourne too, with Davis Cup. That, I mean, I know you've talked about it in the past, but what a memory that Kooyong versus Sweden. And, you know, he was just, he would have loved to see him win an Aussie Open.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable, as we discussed a while ago, that we haven't won one since the great Mark Edmondson back in Kooyong Scoop. How do you think Scoop's going as captain of the twos down there? Andy Murray wasn't overly happy with him a couple of days ago when he clipped him in his tweet saying, "You've got the wrong game on Scoop on Gem."
Is he pressing the buttons as well as doing the hosting? I'm not sure.
He's the captain. He's responsible for everything that happens on Gem.
Well, it was a rare unforced error from Scoop, I think.
Very good from you, Jono.
Get on you, Jono. Chat tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.